An Open Door to God's Throne, May 2. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. The true witness declares, Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Let us thank God with heart and soul and voice, and let us learn to approach unto him as through an open door, believing that we may come freely with our petitions, and that he will hear and answer. It is by a living faith in his power to help, that we shall receive strength to fight the battles of the Lord with the confident assurance of victory. Those who are seeking to be faithful to God may be denied many of the privileges of the world, their way may be hedged up and their work hindered by the enemies of truth, but there is no power that can close the door of communication between God and their souls. The Christian himself may close this door by indulgence in sin, or by rejection of heaven's light. He may turn away his ears from hearing the message of truth, and in this way sever the connection between God and his soul. Every day we have the precious privilege of connecting ourselves with Christ, who has set before us an open door. All heaven is at our command. If we are obedient children of God, we may draw daily supplies of grace. Whatever temptations, trials, or persecutions may come upon us, we need not be discouraged. Neither man nor Satan can close the door which Christ has opened for us. Whenever tempted, we have this open door to behold. No power can hide from us the light of the glory which shines from the threshold of heaven along the whole length of the ladder we are to climb, for the Lord has given us strength in his strength, courage in his courage, light in his light. When the powers of darkness are overcome, when the light of the glory of God floods the world, we shall see and understand more clearly than we do today. If we only realize that the glory of God is round about us, that heaven is nearer earth than we suppose, we should have a heaven in our homes while preparing for the heaven above.